A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It feels great to be part of the Dickey Broadcasting family here. Things are rocking along, as you know. We're in good company with Neil Bortz, the talk master, and the Kimmer, Kim Peterson. You know, top, you know, Atlanta legends in radio right here on Extra 106.3 FM, Atlanta's only conservative news talk station and the home of Fox News Radio. And then who do we have 6 to 9 Monday through Friday every morning? The Morning Extra with Rhino and Tug and Carlos and the man who keeps it all together, Flounder. So if you want to hear the news and you want to get the straight news, all this funny news and fake news and everything, tune into the Morning Extra every 6 to 9 Monday through Friday on Extra 106.3 FM. Well, Dan, as usual, we search far and wide, and we vet businesses, the best businesses on here, to give good consumer tips on how to save money, not get ripped off, make good consumer decisions, and we got another one today. We got a great company here, second generation company. And, you know, we want to make sure we don't just let anybody here. We want to lock out people that don't qualify, want to secure good businesses here. So without further ado, we'd like to introduce our guest this week, who's taking time out of his busy schedule, Mr. Rick Casper. The doctor is in, the lock doctor. Welcome back here. Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show, Rick Casper. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you letting me in.
Well, it's good to have you here, and I know you're going to give us a lot of good tips and advice here for our audience. But first of all, as we always start off, we'd like to have you give a short bio on yourself and how you got into this industry and the genesis of Lock Doctor. I know there's a history here, so go ahead. It's all yours.
Yes, my dad started this business back in 1988 doing a single-man operation called the Lock Doctor. We basically did automotive and residential work. I came on with him in 1995, and we progressed on from there doing automotive and commercial and as homeowners as well. He retired back in 2013, and we've had a location up in Sugar Hill since about 2010.
Fantastic. Wow. Second generation, Dan.
Second generation. That's impressive for sure.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Absolutely. Well, what are all the services that Lock Doctor offers?
Well, we basically do work with anything that's got a lock on it. Anything from simple automotive lockouts to full system access control, door repairs, closed circuit television, anything except for alarms and fire control.
Well, it sounds like, Dan, it's a lot more than just making a key or unlocking a locked car door, isn't it?
It is. We're going to have to get into all this, but, I mean, I think most people kind of think of, you know, when they lock their keys in the car. I mean, is that kind of still the most common call that you're getting?
We do get a lot of those calls, yes. Everybody seems to be locking their keys in their cars, especially with the new technologies that the cars have nowadays. It seems easier and easier to lock
your
keys.
Which is no keys.
Exactly. Exactly. People are locking their keys left and right now.
Yeah, losing their fobs. Yeah,
you know, I know there's some of those cars that will, you know, it won't lock when your key is in there too. Some of that newer technology, so that might help out some of people in some of these situations.
It does. But some people always seem to find a way to do it, though.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I had a couple times with COVID with the mask, and I don't know. It's like, forget my mask or whatever. And I did this twice. I went back because, of course, I forgot my mask. And I went back in and literally put my keys on the seat both times and then locked the door. I had to use your type of services two times during that in about 6 months. It was embarrassing.
Well, I would think, Rick, that with something like a locksmith, being consumers making sure that somebody's licensed, bonded, insured is imperative. Now, I know you are. How does the consumer make sure How can they be positive that who they're dealing with they can trust is licensed, bond, and insured?
Well, there are a couple different ways. One is going to the Better Business Bureau. Check their rating on the Better Business Bureau, make sure that they are affiliated with them. Going to the website of the Associated Locksmiths of America. Any reputable locksmith is always works with them. They pretty much vet a lot of the trunk slammers and the scam artists that are out there. Won't allow them because they do a background check on the companies as well. And then also go with your local Chamber of Commerce. They have a list of all the business licenses, especially for locksmiths. Gwinnett County does have a locksmith license that we do as well. And you can also ask for their bonding information. They should have that on file.
Right.
You know, another thing I've heard about this industry is it's real big on the kind of the 1099 guys. They might work for a couple different companies. They live in a certain area, and people are making phone calls, and they're not like a true company person. I mean, have you found that?
It's been rampant in our industry for probably about 25 years now. They're called phony locksmiths. There's basically a big call center that spends a lot of money on website advertisements, marketing, goes to a call center in wherever, and then they hire a local guy that they work with, bid out at a very cheap rate, and once they get to your site, they'll jack up the pricing 10-20%, and expect you to pay on time and browbeat you until you actually pay it.
Yeah, and you notice it too, and I've had these people at times, I've seen them. And yeah, they're pulling up in just like a minivan or whatever else. Mm-hmm. It's not marked. It's got no company name on there. And I think that's when you can tell you've got one of these guys out there. And that is the scam, even on the garage door side. We've got a few companies that do exactly the same thing out of state. They've got their guys. They make a percentage, right? They just let them come up and, charge whatever they want. And they just take a certain portion and let that person pretty much gouge the customer. So,
and that's what they're doing in our industry as well.
Yeah. No, I know it's big. And again, we've got some people doing that. So, I think for everybody that's listening out there, that's a good thing to know. When these people are coming to your car, coming to your house, whatever it is, and you see somebody in that situation, and they're probably coming up with a pretty high price. I know it's inconvenient to call another person, but boy, if everybody would start doing that, we could stop some of this stuff. And really, at the end of the day, it's just hurting the consumers and how much money you're paying for these services.
Mm-hmm. I remember back in the old Yellow Page days, Dan, these guys would come in here, these companies would come in Atlanta, they'd buy the biggest Yellow Page ad, about three or four of them, spend a fortune under different names, and they were just, we had to watch them all the time. They were notorious for ripping people off, and you probably remember that. Mm-hmm. Years ago, what I'm talking about. And it was a real problem. I don't know, is that under control now pretty much or not? Because it was just like they were just getting away with murder.
It's still rampant, especially in the larger cities, Atlanta, Miami, mm-hmm. D.C., all the big cities. This is still going to be an issue, and it's hard to regulate because it's not in the public eye that often.
Well, and it's just tough in general, right, to regulate things like that. I mean, really, at the end of the day, the customer's got, people need to put their foot down on some of this stuff. But, sometimes you don't know that when you make that call. And, of course, with the internet, right, I mean, it is easy for these people. Like you said, they're just going to – they're spending a lot of money on marketing. And then after that, they've just got their little scam down. And they're not a typical business that wants your business back. They want to hammer you that first time, and then – they figure you'll do another Google search the next time. They might get you again with a different name, like Jim said. You might not even think it's the same company. Same guy might come out, right?
Well, they want to get that girl that's half drunk, that's out and buckhead at 2:00 in the morning, that locked her keys in the car, and she calls them up and gets one rate. Then they come out there, like he said, and they jack the rate up. And what, you want to stay out here all night in Buckhead?
Or you want to
pay us to get your car open?
Jim, I don't think it matters what time it is. I mean, they know, right? I mean, most of us have locked our keys in the car, and it's a bad feeling, right? We have something to do. I mean, almost everybody has something to do. Yeah, right. And then when somebody finally comes for you to start that process over again and wait how much longer, they do know they probably have you. They're going to pay the extra money most of the time because you don't want to sit there for another hour or two.
Right, that's right. Well, you know, this talk about background checks, I would think in your profession, it is critical for a company like yours, a reputable, respected company, to do intense and thorough background checks before anybody gets on the Lock Doctor team. You want to talk about how?
Absolutely. Any employee that I hire goes through a thorough background check. They get drug tests, E-verify, and in order to get your license, Gwinnett County or DeKalb County or whomever that you the place of business resides does a background check on them as well. So anytime if I'm going to send somebody to your home or to your business, I want to make sure that, one, they're trustworthy, and two, they're going to be able to do the service correctly.
Well, your whole brand is at risk, right? Well,
exactly.
I mean, one thing, especially with social media, right, Dan? Everybody puts everything out on social media. One bad apple can just sink your business, right?
Well, it may not sink it, but it certainly will hurt it. And, even besides that, right, if you're a reputable person, a trustworthy person, you just don't want anybody to have a bad opinion about your company, right? I mean, if at the end of the day, you want to do right by people. And, you know, the other thing I would just add to that kind of thing too is, you know, and maybe we should get into this, we're getting close to a break, but I'm just thinking too, if you don't do some of this stuff the right way, I mean, there's damage that can be done to your car in some of these situations, right? Where when you're trying to, you know, get a door open or something like that, I mean, it could cost your company where you've got to make a repair on somebody's vehicle.
Exactly. If you don't know how to properly unlock a car, you can damage the door, you can break the glass. Getting into a house, you can damage locks, you can damage the door itself. There's a wide variety of damage that can be done, both to the property itself and to the mental stability of your customer as well. Because if you do one bad thing, it's going to shoot their confidence in you for years.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're up against a break here, Dan. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Nearkis, and we're here with Rick Casper, the Lock Doctor. He's got a lot more tips and advice for you, so don't go away. We'll be back right after this break.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Nearkis, and I want to remind you that the All Four Seasons Home Show is here every Saturday morning on Extra 106.3 FM and simulcast on 12:30 a.m., bringing a different business every week, a different subject matter expert. The businesses are vetted. They can't pay to get on here. We only pick the most honest and reputable businesses to protect you and to help you make a better consumer decision, save money, and not get ripped off. And the show is possible because the All Four Seasons Home Show is sponsored by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors, where trust matters. And Dan Watkins, my co-host here, has something special, don't you, for the All Four Seasons Home Show audience?
Yeah, I've got some specials for your front doors and also your garage doors. If you buy a carriage house garage door from us, and most people either have two small doors or one big door, we're going to give $200 off per small door, $400 off on a big door. And if you got a combo, you got one big and one small, that's going to be $600 total. And then on the front door side of things, if you were to buy a fiberglass front door from us, we're going to get you $400 off on that purchase. So, in a lot of these situations, that can be up to, really about 10% off.
Well, that's significant. And, of course, when you're talking about a new garage door, a new front door, you're talking about probably a great return on your investment, right, for a home.
It is actually the number one and two best returns on investment in the household. So, you know, if you're putting that money back or into your house, you're going to get it back out. And then the other thing I always say, especially on the garage door side, if you're getting an insulated door, you are going to start paying for that door the first day you put it in with energy savings. And we know how expensive energy has gotten in the last 2 years, haven't we, Jim?
Absolutely. And but once again, thanks All Four Seasons Garage Entry Doors for sponsoring the All Four Seasons Home Show. And if you're just joining us, you know, we have a very interesting guest with a lot of good information. I like to say the doctor is in, the lock doctor himself, Mr. Rick Casper, second generation locksmith, is sharing a lot of good tips. And Rick, getting back on track here for the conversation, you know, how much credence should consumers place on positive reviews for locksmiths? Can you trust them? I know Dan has a comment on this too, but go ahead, Rick.
To a certain extent, I would say yes. Mm-hmm. I would see what the review is trying to portray. We have a lot of good reviews on our websites and through our social media accounts, but there are always somebody out there that you're not going to be able to please, no matter how hard you try to make it right for your customers.
Right. And the other side of that, Dan, is...
Well, this is what I would also say, too, is, you know, yeah, you're going to get some... If somebody's got all five stars, you know, and there literally is no one stars on there, then you probably are looking at somebody that's paying for some reviews, because it does happen. You know, things happen. I like to look and see how the owner or manager responds to these. And when you see that, there are people you can't please, and there are situations that happen, and there are people that absolutely put things down that are not truthful. I know that when I respond to these things, I have actually got feedback where people love it, because, hey, on one of them, I may say, hey, we dropped a ball here. We did something wrong. I'm sorry, right? I've got 25 employees, and, you know, one of them did something that they weren't supposed to do. I'm very sorry. How can I rectify this? On another one, I may call them out a little bit and say, hey, listen, this is not truthful, what happened here, or here's what the situation is. They might get mad at you because they say you charge too much. Well, you know, I mean, that doesn't make a company bad if they charge $50 more than another company does for the same services, right? I mean, I had one recently where, you know, that's basically what it came down to. Well, I went out of my way and I called the other company. They said would have a lower spring price. It was $50 cheaper, right? Which amounted to about, you know, 10% less than us. But I called on a Thursday morning. They couldn't get it done until Monday, okay? When they called us, we were out at their house within 2 hours. So, right. You know, to call that a one-star review and I've got a bad company because of that, that doesn't make sense. So you look at these reviews, look a little deeper into these reviews, and you'll get a little better idea, right? A good company should have, obviously, a very high percentage of five-star reviews if they're doing a good job, but they shouldn't all be five stars.
Excellent tips, folks, from Dan Watkins on the reviews. You got to watch them. So anyway, Rick Casper, Lock Doctor, let's talk a little bit about residential services, car key replacements. Talk about that for a second. Is what's changed with that? Any comments on what our audience needs to know about car key replacements with the fobs and everything's changed? And
as far as the car key replacements, get your checkbook out. The price of the, especially with the smart keys, the fobs, the smart keys, things along those lines, the prices for those, even with the aftermarket brands that are out there, are extremely expensive. So keep them safe.
Yes, I owned a couple of Jaguars and had to replace the fob, and I'm still paying that second mortgage on that fob.
Well, how did you afford the Lamborghini then, Jim?
That's right. Hey, what about closed-circuit TV installation when it comes to residential? Is that something that a lot more people are doing than maybe we think?
When I'm doing door security surveys and house security consultations, that is a big question that my customers ask. And that's something that we don't do, but there are plenty of companies out there that can work in conjunction with the alarm systems that can. Also, with the do-it-yourself camera systems out there with, I'll say a couple of brand names, Nest, Arlo, there are a lot of companies out there that will actually be able to do it for you, do it yourself, that connects to your Wi-Fi and all the video and monitoring can be done through the cloud.
Cool. What about high-tech lock systems? What are we talking about with that when they say high-tech? What does that mean?
They're becoming more and more easier to use, both with instead of just standard keys, you get your PIN codes. You can lock and unlock your houses with an app. You can give your pet sitter or babysitter a specific code that only works at during a certain time of the day. And it also gets let you know exactly when somebody's actually using your lock. So you'll know, hey, your lock was unlocked by this PIN code at this certain time.
Now, don't you have something like that with the app with the garage doors, too?
Well, yeah. I mean, we do. The Wi-Fi is incorporated with the garage door opener now, so you can use your phone to open the door. You can get, you know, messages, text messages, emails when that garage door goes up or goes down. You same thing with some of the keypads. You can, you know, make it where just they could use it one time and one time only. They've got they've got cameras now, Jim, on these garage doors. There's garage door openers where, you know, motion detected, gonna open for Amazon.
But
you know, they're monitoring them whether they're even in your garage. Right. So it's crazy.
Yeah, the technology that has come out, especially in the past 5-10 years, has made door security for residentials and commercial businesses a lot easier and a lot more cost effective.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, they're building this stuff into just, you know, kind of standard equipment like a garage door opener, right? I mean, some of that kind of stuff is, you might spend an extra $100, $200 on a product like that, and you get just so much more security, right, for something that might have cost you $10,000, right, 5 years ago.
Exactly.
Now, what is meant here and there, and because I was doing a little research, you know, and a little bit of knowledge is dangerous here, Rick, so forgive me. Vehicle ignition repair, how does that relate to the locksmith industry?
As far as ignition repairs, it's either some of the older vehicles that are out there that have been used for quite a long time. Everything that moves is eventually going to break down.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is on these, we can either take them apart and put them back together, or we can replace the locks in themselves and key it back to the initial key so you still have one key just like it came from the factory.
Wow. Fantastic. And complete rekey for new homeowners. A lot of people, I would imagine every time somebody goes in a new home or something or a new condo or townhome, they want to get it rekeyed, right? Has that changed over the years or what?
No, that is becoming even more and more important with new construction and even with buying an older home.
Right.
You never know who has had copies of the key that you were given. Whether it be a neighbor, whether it be a relative, whether it be a construction worker who's been going in and out of the house, you never know who's got those keys.
Right.
So getting your house rekeyed when you first move in is important. That way you know exactly who has keys to your house.
You know, I know a lot of people too, where, you know, we do the front doors and some people, you know, they want to have the same key for every door, right? So you could do some things like that so you don't have to have five different keys on your key ring, right? And be looking through and, oh, man, geez, I got to try four before I get to the right key.
Yeah, so you don't want to look like a jailer walking down the street. Key for your house, unless it is something that you're wanting. One key is always easier to find on a key ring rather than 15.
Yeah, you know, we were talking a little technology too, but I did want to just kind of double back a little bit to the cars again and talk about how technology has affected that, because I know there's got to be some different ways you're getting into these cars when there's a, you know, when they're locked. No,
it's still the tried and true way of knowing how the lock or the linkages and the locks work inside the door is the way to unlock them safely. If you're going in without the knowledge of knowing how the doors work and how the locks work, with a special tool for unlocking cars, you're winding up pulling cables, pulling wires, and actually doing more damage to it than actually trying to unlock the car.
Well, that's what I was saying. I mean, there are some different kind of ways you're getting in, right?
Yes.
Just kind of depending on the technology and...
It depends...
Maybe the age of the car.
Yes, whether it's a 2023 or a 1973 car. There are always mechanical ways to unlock the car. You've got to have, in case the battery dies, there has to be a mechanical way to get into your vehicle. And what we do is we have special tools that are designed specifically for your vehicle, and we know exactly where the proper way is to unlock the car safely and without doing any damage.
Right. Like you said, the broken glass and, you know, just maybe damaging the door itself, right?
I've gone behind many people who did not know what they were, how to unlock the car, gone inside the door panel and actually seen just wires and cables pulled that went to the automatic doors, to the windows, things along those lines that are just ripped to shreds.
And, you know, I always do. When it happens, it's just amazing as soon as you get there how quickly they get into that. They get in that car, you know, it's like 30 seconds of work, you know, sometimes you're like, man, that's amazing. I need to keep that with me.
Yeah. We try and make it look difficult, but just sometimes.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You got to keep them there for 5 minutes, make them feel a little better, right?
Now, Rick, let's touch on a big part of your business, the commercial locksmith. Talk about that a little bit. I know businesses want a locksmith to conduct a security audit and that type of thing. Talk about the commercial and the business.
When I walk into a business, I think of it as how do I want to secure my business, both on the external doors, the inside doors, whether they be offices, whether they be the HR department, IT, things along those lines. We also have to think in conjunction with fire code. How does an employee or a customer get out in case there's a fire or a medical emergency, or especially in today's society, shooting incidents. How to properly protect your employees and your customers once you're inside. We also make sure that we're working with the medical industry, HIPAA regulations, and also the American with Disabilities Act, make sure that we are meeting those requirements as well. So there's a lot that we have to look at in order to make sure, one, we stay compliant with state and federal regulations, but we still want to make sure that your business is properly protected.
Now, when it comes to a place like you have, Dan, you know, the offices and the big warehouse and all that, and, you know, let's say that a company is leasing that, and you want to make sure you get everything secured, locks, a complete security system, does a landlord do that, or do you have to do that?
No, you've got to do that yourself, at least certainly with our landlord. Man, they cover almost nothing, you know, that. HVAC goes out, you got to fix the HVAC.
Yeah, but if you move, all that stuff stays there because it's kind of permanently installed, right?
It depends what it is. I suppose, you know, with cameras, you could pull the cameras off the wall and bring them to the next place or whatever. And like I said, my landlord, I almost want to do it on purpose, take everything I can, just because he has covered absolutely nothing that went on in this place over 8 or 10 years. And you make all these improvements and, you know, you re-up your lease and he won't even give me some new carpet and some paint. But, hey, maybe I'm getting off track here. You are responsible for this almost in all situations when you're trying to secure this place.
Now, I want to ask you some specifics on things that I was researching and I don't completely understand relative to the commercial side of the business. What is meant by magnetic door locks?
That's part of what actually secures the door in an access control system. So say you've got a keypad or a key fob that you use to get into your building, just like you've got here. There's a couple of different ways that you can secure the doors. A magnetic lock is just what sounds what it says. It's a lock that has a magnet on one side and a metal plate on the other. And when the door closes, it secures by that form. Mm-hmm. And they've got 600-pound mags, 1,200-pound mags, or 1,500-pound mags on up. And that's the holding force, so it takes 1,500 pounds of holding force before that magnetic bond will break.
Wow. Okay. And what about automatic door closures? How's that relate to the commercial
that's
side?
That's becoming more and more prevalent, especially with ADA, the American with Disabilities Act. The customers and businesses are wanting to make sure that their customers can get in their buildings with minimal effort. So where you see the signs on the outside, you press this button and the door will automatically open. That's what that is.
Like an orthopedic doctor's office or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
All you have to do is hit the button. The door's automatically open for you. And you walk in, and after a certain amount of time, the door automatically closes behind you.
And then we're talking about high security entry systems. What's that all about?
That is probably 2 or 3 points to that. It goes with the access control systems, key fobs, PIN codes, things along those lines. And what's nice about those is that it allows you and your employees or your customers to gain access when they're supposed to. So if you have an employee that's supposed to be there from 8 to 5 Monday to Friday, it will allow them to gain entry during that time. But if they try and get in at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's not going to let them in.
Yeah, we can't be having any of those guys getting in at 2 o'clock in the morning with their Dan that work for you.
Well, you know, listen, we use this for our garage door installers. We try to put our the doors out for the next day, and they do have access because of, you know, these same things. If they want to come at 2 a.m, go pick their doors up, go back home, get to bed, wake up at a certain time. As long as they can get to that job when they're supposed to, they're able to do it. You know, they might get there late. They might get there at 9 o'clock.
You're a trusting soul, Dan.
What's that?
You're a trusting soul.
Well, no. Well, we also have a cage built around it where they can't get to the rest of the warehouse. So,
well, the systems can be tailored as far as the software to meet you and your customers, or your employees and your customers' needs. So if you need somebody to have access at X time and your other customer or employee needs Y time, but you need access 24/7, you can set those layers up.
Yeah, it's really, really come a long way. How much are you doing on the commercial side compared to, say, residential?
The access control side on the commercial side is increasing. People are wanting to know when their employees are coming in because these systems do have an audit capability, so they can see exactly when the door was locked, when the door was unlocked, and by whom. The residential homeowners associations at your pools, the governing bodies on those are wanting some more liability to cover that as well.
You know, there's so many things too, and Jim, you know, this is stuff that you probably, and most people quite frankly, don't think about if you don't have a business. But, you know, I can remember we had an employee that tried to go buy doors on our account for himself, right? And he was lying about, you know, the whole thing, but, you know, our supplier had a picture of him, right? Had it all on camera. At what time, and I'll record it basically on there. So there's no in between, right? We don't have to worry about did this happen or did this not happen? Is there a mistake? Is there not a mistake? There was no mistake. And so there is things you can do. It's crazy now where you can catch employees doing certain things, and you can protect yourself basically from a lot of possible problems that you just couldn't have done without these systems that are in place. And like we talked about earlier, these systems are affordable now. It's not like you have to be a Fortune 500 company to have these things put in place for you.
Exactly. And since we only have 7 employees, so, and that's the way I wanted to keep my business. I like the idea of being a small business and working with small businesses. So we tailor our access control systems to mom and pop stores, whether they've got 1 door or 2 doors or 5 doors. And we can tailor it to meet their budget. There are different levels that we can do to meet their budget and still protect what they're looking to protect.
Yeah, it becomes a big thing. You know, the cameras and all the whole, you know, the whole nine yards to all of this stuff. It really is amazing, Jim, where this stuff has taken us. And again, we talk about it, right? We've talked about this stuff. The crime over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Is amazing. It just keeps getting higher and higher. The more they keep letting these criminals straight back out onto the street to do it again, the more emboldened they are to continue to commit crimes, to commit more violent crimes.
Yeah,
and you know, people are stealing from people. To the morals in this country, I mean, where they've gone, it's, you know, you really need to have your security in place because it's just a matter of time. I mean, I've had trucks, how many trucks stolen, trailers over at my office. This, you know, should be a pretty secure office complex in Marietta, New Georgia, and it's just,
hold on,
you know, it's
hold
just
on. There's
amazing.
A call coming through. Yeah, he's here. The FBI wants to talk to you. They've been hearing your derogatory remarks about the Biden administration.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to take that blame, right, if the shoe fits.
Somebody's got to take the bullet. Yeah. Hey, any comments on keyless entry systems relative to the commercial side of the business?
It makes your life a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
The initial investment will pay for itself tenfold in 2-3 years simply for the ease of use.
Right.
You're not necessarily having to fish out a key. It's on your key ring. Just walk right up, tap your badge, and you're in. It gives you the peace of mind of knowing exactly who's coming in, and gives you the additional protection, especially if you've got cameras to actually see them walk in.
Right, right. And what in the world is mortise door locks? What is am I pronounced that right? Mortise?
A mortise lock. It is a type of mechanical door lock that you see on the commercial side more and more. It's a big lock that actually is built inside the door, so you don't, all you see is just the handle and the lock on the outside.
Oh, cool.
As far as the aesthetics and the look of it, it's second to none, and the durability and security that you get out of them is excellent as well.
Yeah. Is it almost something built in there too, electronically again, or where
it can be built into an access control system? Yes, especially with the new.
So you almost program this thing from even though it's on the inside, or
in certain instances, yes, they do have that capability.
Amazing!
Wow! Fantastic! Well, we're up against a break pretty soon, but Dan, this has been quite informative, hasn't it? The locksmith, we used to think of the locksmiths not that many years ago, just unlocking car doors or rekeying your house or making a key. The technology, these guys have to be wizards, don't they, to keep up on all this?
Yeah, it's a different technique, I'm sure, with some of this stuff, and it's a different business with it, but technology has brought so much to all of us. I think, it's not always a helpful thing with certain things that have happened to us, but most of the time it really does make things a lot more convenient, and just gives us a lot more security. Yes. And as we've talked about, it allows kind of the layman to to get these same services that just big businesses had access to 10 years ago.
Well, we're up against the break. You've been listening to Rick Casper, the Lock Doctor. He's going to be back for our last segment, so don't go away.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Nearkos, and I want to remind you to download the Extra 106.3 app. You can listen anywhere, 7 days a week, 24/7. Doesn't make any difference where you're at. And all the past shows are on the Extra 106.3 website. All the different topics. I mean, you name the topic, we've got it covered. And you can also go to Google, Apple, Spotify, because we put them out on podcasts. So getting back to our guest here, Rick Casper of Lock Doctor, you want to touch on the high security locks that we were talking about during the break?
Absolutely. These are grade one, which is heavy duty commercial locks. And they also have them for the residential side as well. They still give you the grade one heavy duty durability, but still has the aesthetic appeal that you would actually want to put on your house. These locks are pick resistant, bump resistant, and drill resistant. Means they never say impossible, but they're extremely difficult to pick. Bump keys don't work on them, and drill resistant. I mean, taking a drill bit and a drill trying to get these things open takes an extreme amount of time. So it gives you that additional security in it. Also, the keys can't be duplicated by your big box or your hardware stores. They are the people who install them are responsible for those keys. They are assigned by the manufacturer to that specific distributor, and they are responsible for protecting those keys. So what we do is whoever buys this system, we sign an authorized signature card, and whoever's on this signature card are the only people that are allowed to get copies of that key. So you know, if you give the keys to a pet sitter or to one of your employees, you know they didn't go to anywhere and get a key cut without your knowledge.
Right. You know, one thing I didn't bring up, I mean, you talked about you replace some kind of door hardware, right? Maybe front door hardware or whatever on some things. I mean, this hardware is not all built the same. I know that from the front doors, but maybe just talk a little bit about, the quality level on these things, how many times a door is kind of opened or shut, it wearing out after time. And, you could have a commercial door, of course, that you got 50, 100, 200 people walking through there every day, and then you have, your residential home, right, where you might use it once a day or you might not use it at all. So when you're making that purchase, what are those, some of the things you're thinking about?
Just like with anything, you get what you pay for. So if you're buying a $5 lock to protect your house, think about that part of it. You want to spend the money that's obviously that's within your budget, but what is going to protect you the best. And when you're going, starting with builder's grade hardware to standard residential, which is grade 3, light commercial grade 2 to heavy duty commercial, which is grade 1, depends on one, the type of security, and as you pointed out, the amount of traffic that you're getting out. If you're getting 200 to 300 times a day like you would on your front door of your business, you're going to want to put something in there that's going to last a long time rather than at your house when you're only getting it used 1 or 2, maybe 5 times a day. So as you go up in the quality, you're also going to get the durability, and you're also going to get the additional security features that are going to be inside some of the locks as well.
You know, and another one, we got a few questions here. We might kind of go all over the place with this stuff, but just a couple extra things. You know, again, being locked, having those keys locked in your car, and we've all been through it. I've had experiences where, man, somebody was there in 20 minutes and was unbelievable how quick it was. And I've had the experience where you're there for 3 or 4 hours and you got to make 5 phone calls and they keep telling you they're going to be there in 15 minutes and, you know, and they're not. So what is reasonable? What are some of the factors that go into how long it takes to come reach you?
It all depends on, one, where my automotive technicians are at the time. It depends on how long he's going to be at that particular location. We always want to make sure that we get to our customers as quickly as possible, but we also want to make sure that we're taking care of the customers that we're currently at the time. Also, as everybody knows, in Atlanta, you can't get anywhere in Atlanta traffic in 15, 20, 30 minutes. It takes me 20 minutes to get to the grocery store from my house, and I live up in Sugar Hill. So it depends on that as well. It also depends on the time of day it is, especially with traffic and trying to get from point A to point B in Atlanta can be very difficult.
Yeah, I know some companies will even have the kind of like the Uber thing going on where you can follow them and see where they're at or whatever. It's just another app or technology. And I know you were talking about some of these apps, how they're working with
that is
automation,
nice,
with all of this stuff. So.
I don't have that on in my business, but I have other vendors that I work with nationally that do have that app, and it is an extremely nice option to have, so you don't have to constantly be calling their dispatcher and finding out where your technician is. You can actually say, hey, this is the app, here's your link, and Mr. Smith is on his way. He'll be there in 20 minutes. He's 5 miles down the road.
Yeah. And these same apps, right? I mean, that's what's... Sometimes we can open our door with these apps, or sometimes, you know, we're getting messaging, like I said, on the garage door opener side of things. I mean, it's just everything right at your fingertips these days. And I think that's the other reason why nobody wants to wait for anything. We're kind of used to getting what we want when we want it. And when we're still dealing with human beings and traffic and things like that, people sometimes really don't understand how difficult it is, say, running a business or having to deal with the people side of things these
days.
Especially
in the service industry, since obviously service is in our in what we do. We always want to make sure that we get to our customers as fast as possible. We also want to make sure that we're bringing the best person that can do the job with the tools that they're going to need.
That's right.
Well, you know, we're running out of time, and God, we hope you can come back again. But I want to ask you real quick. There's quite an investment in some of this new equipment for a commercial business or even residential. Should a locksmith warranty their work? Is there a guarantee or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
How does that work?
Any reputable company should warranty what they do.
Mm-hmm.
In our industry, we always honor the manufacturer's warranties as far as the parts that we install.
Right.
We're not the cheapest, we're not the most expensive, but we are always going to put something on as far as hardware that we trust and believe. And that goes from the type of quality that it's made into to the warranty that the manufacturer gives. We also give at least a 90-day warranty on everything that we do. Usually if something goes wrong, it's going to go wrong in the first 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll triple that and make sure that it's covered at least through 90 days. And being as a small business, if it goes longer than that and I actually see that it's actually something that we did, I'll still cover something like that.
And in a nutshell, what's the one bit of advice, the one pearl of wisdom you can give our audience to avoid scams when it comes to locksmiths, whether it be residential or commercial?
Trust your gut. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel right or so you're getting a bad vibe from it, walk away from it or in some cases run away from it. I have found in my experience that your gut tells you right more often than not.
Mm. It does. And like I said, sometimes you can just tell from the time somebody pulls up, right, on the appearance of their vehicle or the appearance of the person that walked out, right, how things can look. And you'd like to be able to figure that out over the phone, and you might be able to if you're looking for it. But certainly when it's in your doorstep, you can see how people are dealing with you, and I would agree with that.
Well, we're out of time, Dan. Rick Casper, Lock Doctor, thank you for taking the time to come in here and share your advice and wisdom with our audience. I hope you'll come back one day.
Absolutely. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate you inviting me up.
Well, it's great to have you. And if folks want to get in touch with Lock Doctor, can you what's the best way for them to do that?
Best way is to give us a call. I always like talking to my customers. Our phone number is 770-476-7135, or our website is www.lockdoctorinc.com, all spelled out, LockDoctorInc.com.
And I want to thank you, Dan Watkins, All Four Seasons Garage Entry Doors, for sponsoring the All Four Seasons Home Show every week. So folks, tune in every Saturday morning at 9. We're going to have a lot more great guests, right, Dan?
That's right.
You folks have a great week.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.